Hi, this is Ian Pearson of Amicus Law Commercial, and this is our late July audio podcast. Employment law faced a major shake-up on the 29th of July with a new set of rules and regulations brought in by the government. Employers complained time and time again that UK labour law too strongly favoured the employee, and business was stymied with the threat of litigation by staff always hanging over their head. A consultation took place in 2011, canvassing the views of businesses, and these new rules go some way to address the concerns raised. The greatest change is that from now on, disgruntled employees will have to pay a fee to issue proceedings. Previously, applications to the Employment Tribunal were free, and employers believed that this fostered a give-it-a-go mentality, with employees having nothing to lose. From the 29th of July, all new applications of the ET will have to be accompanied by a fee of £250 for most contentious cases. A second fee of £950 will be required to enable a tribunal hearing to go ahead. This fee may be repaid to the successful applicant by the losing party, and those on low incomes or with little or no savings may be able to claim a fee remission. Of perhaps equal importance was a concern that business owners were unable to sit down and have a full and frank discussion with their staff without being sued. Of course, there was always the opportunity for an employer to have a without prejudice conversation with an employee once a dispute has started, but the new rules take away the need for there to be a formal dispute to start with. The government originally proposed a regime of protected conversations. However, the new legislation refers to the fact that pre-termination negotiations will be inadmissible in any future tribunal proceedings. These negotiations would include any offer of settlement or discussion concerning termination of employment on agreed terms. A helpful ACAS code of practice has now been provided on the procedure, and this is available from their website. Any agreement between the parties will now be included in a settlement agreement rather than the old-fashioned previous compromise agreements. Again, the form of these agreements, together with sample letters, will be available from the ACAS website, although at the time of recording this podcast, these were not available. The same rules will also apply, i.e. the employee will have to take independent legal advice from a solicitor. Finally, there has always been a cap on the compensation award available to an unfair dismissal claimant, and this currently stands at £74,200. However, for claims where dismissal takes place after the 29th of July, the cap will be either the £74,200 or 1 year's salary, whichever is the lower. Whether this makes any practical difference is debatable, as unfair dismissal awards rarely exceed 12 months, and the average payout is less than £5,000. What the new limits may do is give claimants a reality check and manage their somewhat unrealistic expectations. All in all, employers will feel that the pendulum is finally swinging in their direction. However, conversely, employees may feel less secure in the workplace. This is Ian Pearson, Amicus Law Commercial. If you have any questions about any of the issues raised in this podcast, please give me a call on 01823 462 500, or visit our website www.amicuscommercial.co.uk. Until next time, goodbye.